9. Welcome to another session here at the Sports Desk. This is Brian Gall with the latest news and comment. Starting as usual with our local football team, the Glass Boys, Stourbridge got back to winning ways on Saturday with a 2-0 defeat of Biggleswade at the War Memorial Ground, following not one but two defeats in a row. This much-needed win was remarkable in a way, as Stourbridge were under pressure from their opponents for much of the match and there were a number of narrow escapes around their own goalmouth. Their two goals came first following a scramble around the Biggleswade goal when Leon Broadhurst was first to the ball and poked it into the net. Then, midway through the second half, when Glass Boys had been hanging on somewhat, a terrific Luke Benbow free kick from just outside the penalty box beat the diving Biggleswade keeper. Stourbridge were very happy to hang on to their lead after that, but after those two earlier defeats, they are now 5 points adrift of league leaders Kettering, who still have two games in hand. As a bit of a relief from their league campaign, Stourbridge were probably happy to meet Halesowe in town in the quarter-final of the Birmingham Senior Cup competition on Monday evening. They usually enjoy these meetings with their local rivals, and this time came out on top with a 1-0 victory, but I've not yet managed to uncover a report on the match. Maybe, in a way, Halesowe will be delighted to be shot of this cup competition because they very much need to concentrate on winning league matches. They find themselves second from bottom of the Evo Stick lead. The bottom three will be relegated at the end of the season and there are only 14 fixtures left this year. West Midlands senior sides in league action over the past weekend served up plenty excitement and possibly a fair few heart attacks amongst their fans. At Villa Park last Friday evening, it was 3-0 to the home side with about 10 minutes left against promotion-chasing Sheffield United, and it looked like excellent news for the home fans. 10 minutes later, when the referee finally put his whistles to his lips for full time, the score was 3-3, and the home side were deeply grateful to have salvaged a point. Much the same when Birmingham City visited Queen's Park Rangers on Saturday. They were leading 4-0 at half-time, but it was only 4-3 to the Blues as the match went into injury time. Queen's Park thought they were the ones who had somehow managed a draw when the referee awarded them a penalty at that stage, but Birmingham goalkeeper pulled off a wonder save to secure an amazing victory. Then, on Monday, away at Newcastle United, it was Wolves who joined the last-minute action when a headed goal by Bowley 5 minutes into injury time at the finish secured them a 1-1 draw. By contrast, it appears to have been all calm and serene when Albion won on Saturday, 1-0 at Stoke City, a goal midway through the first half and, so far as I know, no last-minute panic. On the rugby front, better news from the Stourbridge club who, after a weather-enforced postponement of the previous Saturday's match against Wharfdale due to a frozen pitch, travelled on Saturday to play Leicester Lions and came home with a bonus point victory by 34 points to 19. Disrupted by illness and injuries amongst the squad, this was a somewhat ad hoc Stourbridge 15, and they were not helped by a serious leg injury to their number 8, Sam Montieri, who was stretchered off the field after just 8 minutes. Stourbridge are already 5 points to the good at that stage, and in a somewhat free-flowing match, their speedy wingers enjoyed a fruitful afternoon, one of them scoring a hat-trick of tries. Leading by 12-7 at half-time, Stourbridge stretched away from their opponents during the second half and but for two late tries scored by their hosts when it no longer mattered, would have enjoyed one of their biggest wins of the season. As it is, this victory just about ensures Stourbridge against any risk of relegation this season and they now look forward to a visit this coming weekend by Chester, who are at the opposite end of the league table in second place, 2 points behind league leaders and thirsting for points to boost their own promotion chances. I'm hoping for an exciting afternoon at Stourton Park. Still on the subject of rugby, a couple of weeks ago, no one was giving much credence to England's prospects in this year's Six Nations tournament. But an away win against Ireland, followed by demolition of France at Twickenham on Saturday, has changed all that. The victory in Dublin was well managed and executed. Against the France who turned up on Saturday, I think even Stourbridge rugby might have been in with a chance. I exaggerate, of course, but France were very poor in this match. As a Scot, I just fear their reaction to that. Scotland's next match in the Six Nations is versus France in Paris. Scotland themselves were poor on Saturday. Well, maybe careless is a better word. Full of promise during the first half, littered with errors in the second, making life easy for Ireland at Murrayfield, and Wales were comfortably in charge against Italy. So, after two matches out of the five each nation will play, England and Wales, who meet each other in Cardiff on Saturday week, are in charge. Ireland are third and not without hope of something, the rest pretty much nowhere. I managed to squeeze in a bit of tennis watching on television last week, viewing Great Britain's Federation Cup, that's the ladies' version of the Davis Cup, matches against four other European teams. These matches all took place at the sports facility of the University of Bath, and would you believe it was the first time in 26 years that Team GB had had any matches at home in this competition. Our ladies have languished for many years in the very lowest rung of this competition. They have tried and tried to win promotion, but have never succeeded, and just to be playing on home soil was a victory of sorts. I've said before that I thought there were some promising up-and-coming young ladies involved in British tennis, and I think this tournament proved me correct. Eight countries were in action in Bath last week, split into two groups of four, and within each group they played each other. Led by Joe Konta, Great Britain beat Slovenia on Thursday, Greece on Friday, then Hungary on Saturday, before meeting Serbia, who'd won the other group of four on Sunday. In each case, the format was two singles matches, followed by a ladies' doubles. Konta was ably supported in the singles by Katie Bolter, each of them going through all their matches against their opponents undefeated. Our doubles pairing consisted of Harriet Dark and Katie Swan, who also won all of the matches they were required to play. But despite whitewashing all these opponents, for the moment Team GB are still on the lowest rung of the ladder. There were other matches being played elsewhere in Europe involving other countries, and in order to win promotion, our ladies will have to defeat Kazakhstan, who won their series of matches in Poland last weekend. The good news is that that match will take place in the UK in April, venue still to be decided. Maybe Team GB will at last earn promotion to the next level from which they were relegated in 1993. I'm writing this on Tuesday, only the fourth day of the match, but it looks as though England are heading for victory in the third and final test match of their series in West Indies. About time, you may say, after shocking defeats in the first two matches. This is a big year for English cricket, with a World Cup one-day competition here this summer, followed by a visit from the Aussies. More immediately, I'm looking forward to the European Indoor Athletics Championships taking place in Glasgow early next month. There was a UK meet here in Birmingham at the NIA last weekend, which I was sorry not to be able to attend, no doubt because I was due to watching far too much rugby and tennis on television, where several of our athletes put in good performances, especially amongst the ladies. We usually do quite well in the Europeans, and home advantage should certainly help. There'll be news of that here when it takes place, as well as all the usual stuff. But that's all for this week, so back next time. Until then, goodbye from Brian Gore.